Town hall style presidential debate is over. Swords have been put away, at least temporarily. Belmont University in Nashville has gone back to routine. Senators Obama and McCain are back on the campaign trail, and they're talking about domestic spending, foreign affairs, and economic darkness in the days ahead. Although, last night, they made it sound like just maybe this was a bump in the road. Fact, we are in a crater, as Senator McCain said. And it's also a situation that it depends on what economists you talk to the answer of how deep and wide the crater is. Hello, I'm Guy Rothbun. Welcome to an evening with the Director of Government Affairs for the American Small Business League, Kevin Barron, talking tonight about politics and what politicians do even when you believe in their actions. They can confuse you. Hello, Mr. Barron, thank you.
Oh, thank you, Guy. It's a pleasure to be with you.
Let's talk about some of this political arena activity that's twisting and turning even as we speak. And look at last night's debate, your take on it.
Oh, yeah. It's been, this political season has definitely been very interesting. Last night's debate, I thought, was it was very well put together, actually. I was really happy to see a lot of people being able to get their questions and concerns out there. In fact, Guy, I think one of the best things about last night's debate in looking at some of the questions that were asked by the audience members there at Belmont University was you could see, especially in the questions dealing with the economy and what's going on, and as you mentioned, the crater that we have found ourselves in, you could see how stressed out, worried, upset people are. And what's going on is it's big, and it's affecting everybody. And it was good. I'm very happy to see that got across to the both presidential candidates, and it, I think in some senses, helps ground them back into the reality of what's going on for everyday Americans.
What is going on for everyday Americans? I mean, we can look at the scene across the country and hear loudly doors closing on businesses.
Yeah. It's been rough. We as an organization, the American Small Business League, had actually endorsed Senator Obama's candidacy for president. And as of right now, we have still not withdrawn our endorsement of him. Back in February during the primaries, we reached out to all of the presidential candidates from both parties. Our main concern, one of our main issues that we work on, is making sure that small businesses are fairly represented in the federal contracting arena. Every year, somewhere between $60 to $100 billion in small business contracts go to some of the largest firms in the world, and these firms get counted as small businesses. The law clearly states that 23% of all federal contracting dollars must go to small businesses. So with all of this going on, we reached out to the presidential candidates and asked them, as president, what would you do to really protect small businesses, make sure that small business contracts end up in the hands of small businesses? And this is a really important issue that cuts to the heart, essentially, of the middle-class economy. There's almost 27 million small businesses in the United States. 98% of all U.S. firms have less than 100 employees. And the fact that almost $100 billion a year in small business contracts not going to those businesses or to the middle class can have a very devastating impact. And we asked what they would do to stop this. Senator Obama was the only one to respond back to us, told us that he definitely believed in what we were doing, and issued a statement, and part of his statement is that he was calling for the end of the diversion of federal small business contracts to corporate giants. So because of that, we decided to come out and endorse his candidacy and back him. And in a lot of ways, Guy, we still feel that he is the best choice for small businesses. But we've become somewhat disillusioned with him lately and have felt that he no longer is maybe coming through on his commitment on the small business contracting issues.
It's not surprising to any of us who have watched politics over the years or read any newspaper one day to the next how a politician changes, but it becomes right. especially disappointing when you put your money behind what you feel is the best and find out that you're shorted in your change.
Well, exactly. I have to say, as far as small business concerns go, we've been just extremely disappointed in the Bush administration. Things have not been handled very well. And you look at the Small Business Administration has had their budget cut in half, their staffing reduced. When Bush came into office, he often talked about how important small businesses are, and then essentially did the opposite. And this is part of the reason why we've seen a lot of these contracts going away from small businesses to these large firms. There have been, since 2003, 15 federal investigations that have proven all of this out, yet they have not taken action to stop this. And when we were looking at the presidential campaign and the candidates, we were looking for somebody that we feel, when they come into office in January of next year, can really help lead small businesses and the economy as a whole out of, in some ways, the darkness that we've been in. And things have only gotten worse lately. And with everything that's going on, small businesses have and always will be, and will be in this case too, the engine that really pulls us out of the mire that we found ourselves in. And when we were looking at that, we're very confident and hopeful that Senator Obama would be the one to help lead us out of that. He often talked about how important small businesses are. Unfortunately, lately we haven't seen action taken by him on this front. That's why I say we've been somewhat disappointed with him. It seems in a lot of ways the election's only a few weeks away, and he has not taken any action or issued any statements or put anything up on his website to address these issues and concerns. And there are thousands of small businesses across the country working with the federal government that reach out to us frequently wanting help and needing change in the federal contracting arena. And that's why I say we've been somewhat disappointed that Senator Obama has not brought this out during the election campaign so far. And we feel that in some ways he may not hold to his word in calling for the removal of large corporations from small business contracting.
Talking this evening with Director of Government Affairs for the American Small Business League, Kevin Barron. And Mr. Barron, first of all, let's establish a web page and what one can expect when going to the ASBL web page.
Oh, sure. Our website is just asbl.com. And we really try and make it a source for small businesses to go to. We've got our contact information on there, whether you want to call or email. I just want to put it out. We are always more than happy and open to talk to any small businesses, whether you're a small business owner, you work for a small business, or just somebody that believes in small businesses. If you're having issues, concerns, problems, please contact us. As I mentioned, our main area of concern is ensuring that federal small business contracts go to small businesses. It sounds kind of funny to say that, but as I had mentioned, by law, 23% of all federal contracting dollars must go to small businesses.
23%? That's less than a quarter.
A little less than that, yeah. But when you're also talking about in the actual dollar amounts, the federal government spends close to $500 billion a year in contracting, contracting out work, services, goods and services to thousands and thousands of companies. So 23% of that, you are still looking around $120 billion a year in small business contracts, and which is a huge amount of money. And a lot of small businesses have done very well in working with the federal government. But as I said, with this problem, there have been numerous federal investigations that have shown there's outright fraud, abuse, and loopholes in the current laws and systems going on that have really allowed a lot of these contracts to go to large firms, Fortune 500 companies, even a lot of foreign firms, and these companies get counted as small businesses. And this is money that's being taken away from small businesses and could be, especially in times like we're facing right now, would be a huge benefit for small businesses to get that those contracts back to them. So essentially that is our main focus as an organization, is working on these issues. We reach out to thousands of small businesses across the country, as well as we work with chambers of commerce from the U.S. Chamber through local chambers of commerce, and legislators in Congress to really try and work on these issues and make sure that small businesses get their fair share.
Okay, I know you just said this, but let's reestablish. When I mention the name Rolls-Royce or General Dynamics, Titan Industries, or perhaps even the British Aerospace Engineering Corporation, am I talking about small business?
No. You're mentioning some of the largest businesses in the world.
Uh-huh.
You could throw more in there, Lockheed Martin, Halliburton, Boeing, especially in the defense industry and office supply industry. Office Depot would be mm-hmm. another one. Some of these firms are gigantic, and yet they're receiving small business contracts, being counted as a small business, and this is exactly what we're saying needs to end. Unfortunately, this issue flies under the radar very frequently, and that's why we have been established as an organization. We started almost 6 years ago now to really help end the abuse of what's going on and make sure that small businesses get their fair shot. We, unfortunately, in the years that we've been doing this, it seems every year there are hundreds of small businesses that we've been in contact with that go out of business because they're unable to survive because they cannot get contracts, or they lose contracts, or they dry up because they end up going to these large firms. They get underbid on a lot of things. It's almost tragic in some ways. The Small Business Administration, if you look at their webpage, it's almost a great lure to attract small businesses into the federal contracting arena. And in fact, it can be a very lucrative business. But at the same time, there are some very major challenges out there. And this is one of them that that they don't tell a lot of small business owners about. And after going through what can be months and months of paperwork and red tape and get themselves established so that they can work with the federal government, they find out that they're getting underbid on contracts by a company like Lockheed Martin or a Bechtel or General Dynamics, and are not able to get contracts. And that's not right, especially when the laws have been put in place and regulations have been put in place to ensure that whether you're a small business or a woman-owned small business or a veteran-owned small business or a minority-owned small business, a hub-owned firm, there's a lot of different categories of small businesses. All of them are supposed to get a certain percentage of federal contracts.
Mm-hmm.
And unfortunately, as I said, we see so many billions of dollars a year just ends up going right into the pockets of these giant corporations.
Well, let's just go there, because if I go to ASBL.com webpage, mm-hmm. the first thing I see, it grabs me like a horror film equivalent of small business, because the verbiage: this year, American small businesses have lost $77 trillion.
A billion, yes.
Ah, is that all?
Yeah, that's it. It's just $77
billion. I see. I apologize for that extra few digits.
Right, right. Yeah, exactly. Exactly, and it keeps going, and it's an ongoing issue, and this is why we've been somewhat upset, and why I think we were pushing so hard, especially with Senator Obama, who seemed at first back in February to embrace this issue. We felt like finally, you know, here is somebody. We had met with his Senate office before. He was even campaigning on these issues. They had always been very welcoming to us and talking about these issues, wanting to work on these things, create a greater transparency as to what's going on. And when he started running for president, we thought this would be a great opportunity. When he responded to us and issued a statement, you know, calling for to end the diversion of federal small business contracts to corporate giants, we were really excited about that. That finally, here's a major presidential candidate. He's wanting to get this out there in the open, let everyone know about what's going on. We're going to talk about this. We're going to solve this problem, and we can all move forward with this and ensure that small businesses are protected and are getting what they need. And he's just been, ever since then, essentially silent on this issue. We've been very disappointed in that. We've been getting calls from members of ours and small businesses that have been concerned. They feel at this point somewhat lost between both candidates. They just feel now that neither are really speaking to them with all the issues that are going on with the financial crisis and the state of the economy. You know, they're worried about how they're going to pay their employees. They're worried about paying their bills, about making ends meet. You know, last night during the debate, Senator Obama had said that, you know, he wants to make sure that taxpayer money gets spent wisely, which we definitely agree with. But when you're talking about $100 billion a year in taxpayer dollars in the form of federal contracts going to these giant firms and then get counted as small businesses, that's definitely not a wise way to spend taxpayer money. Nor is the bailout bill going to, I think, help small businesses either. That's an entirely other issue. I don't know if you would like to get into, but we can definitely talk about that, because there are some language in that bill that passed last week that President Bush signed into law that could be very damaging for small businesses.
You know, I do have that on my agenda, because there's a bailout package here that is definitely negative for minorities. And,
yes.
And I want us to perhaps end the show with that thought, or
okay,
any other recommendation you have, if you don't mind, because I want to return to this flip-flopping issue.
Sure.
And some staff member had to go into Senator Obama's page and change the wording,
yes,
that was originally there. And I bet, looking at your title, Director of Government Affairs, you're the one whose shoulders it falls to find out who made that change and how legitimate it is.
Yeah. Yeah, well, myself and one of my colleagues have been working on this. And, yeah, back in February when we reached out and were talking with his campaign, yes, they posted that statement in its entirety on his website. We've been working recently over the past several months on a small business plan that he wants to get up on his website. More details. They came to us asking for our opinion on things that they should be focusing on. And we were very excited to be working on this with them, very hopeful that finally we're looking at a politician that's going to come out and do what he says in helping small businesses. And the other day we went on to his website and there was nothing new on there dealing with these issues, and we saw that the quote had been changed and the sentence had been removed that said that Senator Obama was calling to end the diversion of federal small business contracts to corporate giants. That was the exact quote. That part had been removed out of the statement on his website, and that was very devastating in a lot of ways. Then we just really saw that saying, well, made us ask the question if this was just another politician wanting to say what it takes to get elected, and maybe he wasn't as serious about these issues as we had originally assumed. So that's why I say that we've been somewhat disappointed in his performance lately, that he hasn't brought up this issue, especially in the context of the debates. They were talking about small businesses last night and talking about tax breaks and health care and a lot of these issues which do affect small businesses. But this would be a major help for small businesses across the country as well if he would have addressed this issue. I don't think with Senator McCain's record being what it is, that he would have any ground to stand on as far as being able to attack back on the contracting issue.
There's also the situation that a presidential candidate who may not have all the information at his fingertips is actually reaching out to community members and organizations such as yours and saying, give me some advice here, which is ideal under most circumstances.
Sure. Yeah, exactly. That was the situation that had happened. They had reached out. We had reached out to them. They reached back to us, asking for more on this subject of federal contracting issues for small businesses, wanting to learn more, wanting to get this out there, looking at asking our advice on this issue. Our president, Lloyd Chapman, he's been a small business advocate for over 20 years and has been fighting this issue for a long time. He's had a lot of experience. We're actually involved in the middle of our sixth lawsuit with the SBA right now over something as simple as a Freedom of Information Act request. And we have a lot of experience and a lot of information on these issues. As I mentioned, there's been over 15 federal investigations conducted in this area alone, and all of them have shown abuse, fraud, loopholes, the fact that somewhere between $60 and $100 billion every year in small business contracts go to these large firms. So it was very exciting to see a major presidential candidate reach out to us asking for our opinion, wanting to learn more, wanting to get this issue out there. And we were more than happy to help in this area. And I understand that Senator Obama has a lot going on, that he is a very busy man and is dealing with so much during the campaign, but we've just been very disappointed that when you go to his small business section on his website, there's about a small paragraph's worth of information, and that's all he has up. And we had spent quite a bit of time working on issues and getting information to them to help propel his campaign along in this particular area, and just hasn't quite come out as best as we had hoped.
American Small Business League Director of Government Affairs Kevin Barron, tonight's guest on An Evening With. Thank you once again for spending some time talking about this. I really appreciate it.
It's my pleasure.
So I would like to take the last few minutes, perhaps, and talk about some language that's being used in the bailout bill that was voted through our Congress. One of the situations is that in the past 8 years, the current administration has been opposed to federal programs to assist small business, specifically minority and women-owned firms. It's well known.
Yeah.
Now you see a difference potentially. However, is it there with this bailout?
There was a section in the bailout bill that is now law. It was passed with this wording in there. I had spent leading up to the actual vote a lot of time on the phone with members of Congress talking about this. Many of them had not even seen this particular provision. With so much going on, as large as this bill was, it, of course, wasn't one of the main issues that was being discussed, but it was Section 107 of this bill, and it's giving, and part of the problem with this, too, Guy, is the wording of it is so broad and so poorly defined that it really could open up the door to a lot of abuse. It allows the Treasury Secretary to waive or suspend any or all of the provisions of the Federal Acquisition Regulations. Now, the Federal Acquisition Regulations, or the FARs, as they're referred to, really govern federal contracting. They're the regulations that have been put in place that the federal agencies follow when they issue contracts. So when you're talking about minority-owned businesses or women-owned businesses or veteran-owned businesses, these are the regulations that determine a certain percentage of contracts that go to them. An example is one of the regulations. Any contract that is under $100,000 must go to a small business. And what this legislation does now in this bailout bill that passed is it'll allow the Treasury Secretary, and under any circumstance that he or she deems necessary, to waive all of these regulations aside, and there's nothing, no language in there to determine how long or under what circumstances specifically. So it basically, our fear is that it will allow the Treasury Secretary to waive aside all the regulations for an indefinite period of time, and that really shuts small businesses out of federal contracting. It could push all small businesses out. There was a bit of language in there saying that the Treasury Secretary would need to work with as many minority-owned or women-owned firms as practicable, which they used that word in particular, but that was the only thing in there. And as practicable is not defined. So, again, it's up to the Treasury Secretary to determine if he or she does want to work with any minority or woman-owned or veteran-owned or hub-zone businesses. It really is just so broadly written. It opens a huge loophole and could really allow for a lot of abuse. And what we see with this is it could basically push small businesses out of federal contracting. And unfortunately, because they were pushing the bailout bill through so quickly, because Congress wanted to be seen as getting things accomplished so that they could get it done, go on break, go home to campaign for the last month before the election, and tell the American people that they've been working hard, there was so much language in there that, like this particular provision, that could be very damaging that, unfortunately, I don't think a lot of members of Congress were even made aware of.
As I understand it, it's predicted that President Bush is going to dismantle these programs, and especially when it relates to minority-owned firms.
It's very possible. President Bush has been trying to get rid of all small business programs since he came into office, and we feel since he cannot outright close the Small Business Administration, which is the only federal agency that is there to help small businesses, he has effectively rendered the agency useless. The budget for the SBA has been cut by more than half. Their staffing has been reduced by half. They shut the national office that deals with veteran-owned business issues. They're slowly dismantling the SBA. Our fear is that before President Bush leaves office and through a provision like this in the bailout legislation, it's very possible that President Bush will shut down the SBA and move it into merge it with the Department of Commerce. In many ways, similar to what he did with the Federal Emergency Management Agency, by moving it into the Department of Homeland Security, basically rendered that agency not very effective. And we're afraid that he's going to do the same thing to the SBA, and that with all of this going on, they're able to really eliminate these small business programs so that a group like ours isn't going to be able to say, well, $100 billion last year in small business contracts went to these large corporations because the large corporations will be the only ones left in federal contracting.
What do you want us to do, individuals, small businesses especially?
Two things. One, go to our website at asbl.com, get in contact with us. Maybe even more importantly than that, if you feel strongly about this, you're a small business owner or even just a small business advocate, reach out and contact your members of your representatives in Congress yourself. Write them a quick letter, whether it's an email, through the mail, give them a phone call. Let them know how you feel. Let them know your situation and what's going on. The people need to remember that members of Congress work for us, and we need to make our voices heard, and that's the only way we get things done. And as an organization, because of the support we get from small businesses, we are able to have a loud voice in Washington on these issues. But we always are building up an even bigger community of small businesses. So please go to our website, get in contact with your representatives. That's the best thing to do.
Mr. Barron, thank you very much for your time. I appreciate it.
That was an absolute pleasure, Guy. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Director of Government Affairs for the American Small Business League, Kevin Barron. Check out their webpage at asbl.com. You can hear this program in its entirety at the NPR webpage, podcastnpr.org, or kcbx.org. For an evening with, I'm Guy Rothbund.